Okay, today's daf is Erevin, Yerushalmi, Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So we're talking about, we had in the Mishnah yesterday, that what the basic dinner for the Mavui is, Hechsher HaMavui, how do you makshe the Mavui? So we had a Machlokas, and we realized that everything we've said up until now has really been based on Shitas Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel is the one that says, O Lechi, O Korah. Beis Shammai said, you need both. You need Lechi and a Korah. Beis Hillel says, no, either one. Rabbi Eliezer said, Lechayayim. You need two Lechis. And we spoke about what exactly is the Shita that he is commenting on. And then we have the second half of the Mishnah that said that there was a Talmud Echad. So we said that was Rabbi Meir that reported in the name of Rabbi Shmuel before Rabbi Akiva that maybe the whole Machlokes is limited to more than four amos, less than four amos, for sure everybody would say either a lechi or a korah. The machlokas is, between four and ten. Between four and ten. Rabbi Akiva argued and said, no, alzev, alzev, nechlechu, it's machlokas about both. Okay, then we had a couple of questions, about what Rabbi Elazar Shita is, and now, we are up to a couple lines up from the bottom. Tani, v'alacha, kedevri ha-talmud. The halacha is like the Talmud. What Talmud? So the way one of the Mefarshim, Chaim Kanievsky, others say this means in the Mishnah, right, where the Mishnah is quoted, Talmud Echad that said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that the Machlokes is only about above four amos. But if it's less than four amos, then even Beis Shammai would agree. So that's halacha k'diri Talmud. So we pass in that way. So that's the Gemara. What is that comment about? That comment has no halachic relevance. What do you mean halacha kedivrei Talmud? Talachin ma anin amrin kebe shamai, right? What do you? The nafkamina Beis Hillel says you need o lechi o korah, whether it's less than four amos or more than four amos, right? So what is the Gemara saying? What relevance does this price have? That halacha kedivrei Talmud kebe shamai v'yesh halacha kebe shamai v'lo kebe Hillel, right? The only ramification of that comment is Beis Shammai. So why would we say the halacha is like, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, which we'll get to again soon. So let's just finish the sentence. So Ella, you're right. Right. That aspect of Beis Shammai, again, that Beis Shammai would have a difference less than four amos. Everybody would agree either a lechi or a korah. And more than four amos is the machlokes. You're right. That we don't need that comment of the Talmud Echa to tell us about Beis Shammai Shita. But implicit in that comment is that less than four amos, you do need a lechi or a korah, right? He says everybody agrees, but the element that the Bryce is trying to tell us is that everybody agrees and you do need something against the following. Ella begin to tani Rabbi Shimon ben El Gamliel Omer, because we have in the Bryce, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, in the Tosefta, mavui she'ein bo, and we're going to flip the girsa here. Mavui she'ein bo arba amos. The Brisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you have a mavui that is less than four amos at its opening, so then eino tzara korah, you don't need anything. You don't need anything. This is the part that when we said the halacha is like Talmud Echad, that's the part that's significant. When he said everybody agrees, you need a lechi rekorah, not that the chiddush is Beis Shammai, the chiddush is that you do need something. And then everybody agrees you need a lechi or a korah, even if it's less than four amos. And if it's more than four amos, obviously everybody needs. But that's the element that the chiddush of the Talmud Echad is. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds if it's less than four amos, you need nothing at the doorway. And again, remember, the whole thing is issued to Rabbanan because Midaraisa, surrounded by three walls, if you remember, is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa. The Gemara just ends off Divrei Chachamim? Question mark. Is there, according to the Chachamim, what we paskin, is there a shear less than which you wouldn't need anything? Like Shimon Gamliel says that if it's less than four amos doorway from the mavui to the street, then you don't need anything. We don't paskin that way. But is there a shear that if the door is less than something, you wouldn't need anything? So the Gemara says, yeah, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, mavui shupachos me arba'a tfachim. Right, that's the Gersa flip. Einot zoraklum. If it's less than four tfachim, so then you wouldn't need anything because that would be considered basically a Pesach. And therefore, there wouldn't be a gzera drabanan of not carrying in this area unless you fix it with a lechi or a korah, because that's already small enough that we wouldn't think either. We wouldn't think that one would get confused between carrying within the mavui or carrying within Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or going from the mavui to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, rather two chashos that we have that we have mentioned. 2 points. Number one, going back on Beis Shammai, again, the Gemara's exclamation was that this can't be because Beis Shammai has no halachic relevance. So we've noted in the past that Beis Shammai has no halachic relevance even more than any other shitos dechuyos, right? Even though sometimes we will rely on a shita dechuya in, let's say, Shas HaTzchak. The Gemara says, meaning Ebrachas, Kedai Rav Shimon Lisbach Allah B'Shas HaTzchak. Sometimes in a difficult situation, let's say if there's a Hefsin Meruba or the B'makam Tzorich, B'makam, so we rely sometimes on shitas that we don't usually paskin like, but in this situation, we'll paskin like it because it's a difficult situation. But you don't say that by Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, we don't paskin like, period. The Mesillas Yesharim we've mentioned in the end of Parachaf says, well, maybe because it's a whole group. It's a whole group of Tanaim, and that would lead to a chash of Shalom Ye'asu Kishtei Toros, which is the Lashon Chazal uses sometimes. We don't want it to cause splintering. We already have enough splintering. We don't need more if we give Beis Shammai any credence. The other idea is that they were the only ones that were rejected by Abasko. Right? All other shitas, you know, weren't said explicitly, but if you remember that Gemara, in the Bavli and Erevin, on Daf Yud Gimel Amabez, where the Gemara there talks about the machlokas for years, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right? Amar, Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel. The Gemara there says, Shalosh Shanim Nechaku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Halalu Omrim Halacha Kemoseinu, Vahalalu Omrim Halacha Kemoseinu. They not only argued about what the halacha is in each case, but they argued who the halacha should follow, meaning who should Klal Yisrael follow. And what was their approach? Beis Shammai was probably saying, halacha moseinu, because we're sharper. We're sharper, and therefore the halacha should follow us. And Beis Hillel was saying, no, we're the majority. We're the majority. Remember the beginning of Masechah Shabbos we had in the Yerushalmi, which is not in the Bavli, that Beis Shammai, you know, blocked the doors because they wanted to have the vote. And that's why those 18, those Yud Ches Davar, those can't be changed even by a later Beis Din. The Rambam seems to say that it's not anything with those 18 things, but it's any Gzeiras, the Rabbana can't be changed. But the Gemara had two girsos there about whether they can't be changed or whether they for sure should be changed because it was all bitoch ones because Beis Shammai kept Beis Hillel out of the vote. So keeping, people out of the voting place, is not something, not something new. It happened in the days of the Tanoim. Interesting. So Yatza Basko v'yamra. And Basko went out and said, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim hein v'alacha k'beis Hillel. These are both Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But the halacha k'beis Hillel, what does that mean? Each one has halachic Torah validity, as we spoke about a couple of days ago. Even Beis Shammai is chefsa shel Torah. Even studying the Shita of Beis Shammai is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? Even though we don't paskin like it at all, but it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, studying Beis Shammai Shita. And, appreciating the svaras that he gives, but halacha is like Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, V'chim yachar she'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, v'bnei ma zochu b'nei Beis Hillel l'kvo halacha k'mosan. Says the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why were they zoche to have the halacha nikva like them? Mipnei she'nochin va'aluvin hayu, because they don't hold themselves so high, they are meek. V'shonin divrehem v'divrei Beis Shammai. They study the other shita. And this isn't, as the Mefarshim explained, this isn't just because of humility they get schar, but because they're able to study the other shita and they still share their shita, that shows commitment, that shows conviction. That shows that they really must believe because they study the other shita and they still say their shita. And they're even mocked and they study the other shita and then, they still say their shita. So again, the way I just explained it was that it's not just a schar for being humble. Right, it's that you study the other shita. The Gemara, though, does go into, it sounds like, more metaphysical. Well, a couple lines down, L'lamedcha shekala mashpil atzmo HaKadosh Baruch Hu magbiho. Whoever lowers themselves, Hashem raises up. V'chol ha-mechazer al hagdu, v'chol ha-magbiha atzmo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Right, if anybody lifts themselves up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers them. There's not enough room for both of us. Right, so if you lift yourselves up, Hashem says, go down. Chala mechazer la gdula gdula borechas mimenu, v'chala boreach min agdula gdula mechazeres acharav. Everybody run after COVID, then COVID runs away from you. Right, somebody once asked the Rav, says, Rebbe, ready? I'm running away from COVID. You know, why don't I get it? He's like, you keep turning around and looking. Right, that's the, right, don't look. Okay, that's the Yud Gimel Mabez in the Bavli in Erevin, and that's why Beis Shammai is more rejected than other Shitas, because the Baskal went out against Beis Shammai. Okay, and then the other point, just to mention, again, we're talking about this throughout the Masechta, we have these Korahs and all of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. To keep in mind, the Erevin probably has more than some other Masechta, there's Erevin and Sukkah, about created imaginary realities that Halacha takes into account. And that's we view things not just in physical terms, right? We have these concepts of lovehood that we've been talking about, and good asik, and good achis. You have a tentafach wall, you imagine as if the wall goes all the way up, right? You imagine as if it all goes all the way down. Or the roofs, pitikra yorid visose. In lovehood, you imagine the area is closed in. Or as we just said, less than four amos, less than four tvachim, all of these. But this is not unique to mechitzos, right? We have the principle of kol ha'omed, right? Fill in the blank, about 10 yesodos. Kol ha'omed lizro kazarek dami. Kol ha'omed lizro kazarek dami. Kol ha'omed ligvos kagavui dami. Anything that is omed to happen is ki'ilu it happened. Right? If it's omed lisrof, then we view it as if it's burned already and you can't use it. Like kitusei mechta shiure. Right? It's if I have an esrog of an ir hanidachas, it's as if it's not there because the esrog is a minimum shear. Look at it. It's physically here. It's as if it's ashes. As if it's burned up, right? It's not exactly the same. Kitusim echtesire kolome lisrof. Machlokas, we've shown whether those are the same or not. But all the kol ha'omen halachos also reflect the idea that halacha takes into account, so to speak, imaginary realities. Each one is separate. Each one is independent and has to be analyzed, because sometimes there are machlokos. Kol ha'omen ligvos kegavi dami is machlokas peshama besilol. Kol ha'omen lisrof. Kol ha'omen ligzos kegazes dami. If you have fingernails or hair that's very long, it's kagaz's dummy. It doesn't mean totally. If I have a very long hair and it's for certain halachas, for karken metaltlan halachas, it's considered gazus. But if you cut that hair on Shabbos, you're violating gozes, right? It's not kagaz's dummy for hilchos Shabbos. So for certain areas of halacha, it is kagaz's, it's not kagaz's. So this is all part of the larger issue. But again, just putting all these halachas that we're learning now into that context. Okay. The third Mishnah here in Maseches Erevin, Halacha Gimel. Hakora she'amrus. Now we're talking about the kor and the lechi that one has to put there. Is there a minimum? Is there a minimum size, strength? So the Mishnah says yes. And this has to be fit into the two different explanations that we have for korah. Is korah mishum mechitza or is korah mishum heker? Right? Is it because you want something to remind you, oh, I'm going to the street? Or is it because, as I just explained, it's an imaginary mechitza? Well, which one would you say? Does it have to be more, does it have to be stronger or more significant if it's heker? Because if it's not so strong or significant, then you would say, you wouldn't notice it. Right? Or you need a stronger one to be a mechitza, to be an imaginary mechitza. You need something significant. You need to have a real strong, significant board there. So again, you got to work this out. The Gemara here on this stuff does not relate it to that issue. We'll see. Says the Gemara, Korah she'amru, rechava kedei lekabel ariach. The Korah that you put the board, there is a minimum shear. It has to be wide enough to be able to hold a brick. Lekabel ariach. The ariach, how big of a brick? Chatzi levena shel shlosha tvachim. Half a brick of three tvachim, meaning a brick that's 1.5 tvachim, right? Have a brick of three tvachim. Daya, that doesn't mean that it has to be wide enough that the whole brick goes on top of it. As the Mishnah just said, it has to be wide enough so that when it goes on top of it, it'll stay. Which means you can have a little bit overhanging on each side. Daya, lekora, shehi rochava tefach, gilakab al-riach la'arko. So that's why if the kora is a tefach wide, and the brick is, half the brick is 1.5 tvachim, so it hangs over a quarter of a tefach on each side, and that's okay. That's okay, that's wide enough. You see the Karbana Eda, quoting from Rashi. Karbana Eda says on the Mishnah, Rechavak de la Kabbalah Riach, Shetehe Dome Lekfius, Livnosa Le'abinyin. It has to be significant as if you're going to use this board to build. It has to be Kfius, has to be significant, Livnosa Le'abinyin, as if you don't have to put the brick there. But it has to be strong enough to be able. It has to be, as we might say, like Rabbi Zera, to have the potential. Kol Ha'ra'ui. Right, that's another example of what we just said. Right, the similar idea. You have to have the potential sometimes in halacha, even though you don't need the actual. Right, roi l'bias mayim. Remember the classic case. Right, you don't have to open your mouth in the mikvah, but you have to have no chatzitzas in your mouth, so if the water would go in. But again, that's all about potential. So fine. So here too, you need the potential. You don't have to actually put the brick on. Amar Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba now has a line that does not appear in the Bavli. Kedei lekabel alav dumus shel arachin la'arko. Not only one brick. It has to be significant enough to hold a whole row of bricks going across the whole length of the Korah. So that line does not appear in the Bavli. You see the Chabad Eidah says, Shura Shel Arichim. It has to be a whole length. And the big question is, do we paskin this way? Do we paskin this way? Because this is not in the Bavli. If you look in the Rambam is not explicit, but the Rambam does not mention it. The Rambam in Yud Zayin, Yud Gimel, here in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, Bakalos in Korah, Avalo Ba'Sheira, Lafi Sheyesh Lerochav HaKora, Shir. Right, as we just said, you can't use a piece of wood from an Asherah tree, an Avodah Zarah tree that has to be burned, because there's a minimum shear for a Korah, as we just said. V'chala shiurim asurim in Asherah, and all shiurim are asur. V'kama rochav HaKorah in pachos mi tefach. V'avya kalshu. It has to be as wide as a tefach. The thickness could be a kalshu, as we'll see. V'hushatiyah briyah k'di lakabal ariyach. It has to be strong enough to hold a brick. Shuchati levena shol shloshet tefachim al shloshet tefachim. Which is half a brick of a brick that's 3x3. Ooh, that's what he says. It has to be wide enough to accept a brick. Does not mention anywhere about a whole line of bricks. Umma'amide was the next thing. But that's the Rambam. If you look in the Magen Mishnah here, the Magen Mishnah says, hey, there are some other shitas. Look in the Yerushalmi. Ubi Yerushalmi, nirish et sorach shatei briach delakabel dima shal arichin shochvin. Right? Arkan la'orach ha'korah. Right? He says, look in the Yerushalmi. And he quotes, look in the Ravid. Which Ravid? You look in the Ravid here, there's no Ravid on this Rambam. If you look in the Rashba in Erevin and Daf Yud Gimel, Yudalid quotes the Ravid. Quotes the Ravid and the Meiri and the Ritva, they all quote this Yerushalmi. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam must feel maybe the fact that the Bavli does not quote it, you know, must be that you don't need it. But that's the, if you look in the Rashba, B'Shem the Ravid here, Erevin Yudalid, because of our Ravid, to be done a Korah Bria Kadela Kabbalah Rechim Kishir Kala Korah. Ki brios kabbalas ariyah kadeshetei akora nireis ketikra shal haPesach. It's got to look like a ceiling on the doorway. It's got to be significant. And therefore, if you only have a place to put one brick in a tiny little corner, no. It's got to be a cross. V'yavagav d'lo be'inan ariyach makom haro'ui lekabel ariyach be'inan. As we said, you need the potential. V'kach daiti nota al ha'emes. And I think this is true, says the Ravid. Says the Rashba quoting the Ravid. Nimsa Achshav, and he quotes a couple of other halachas that we're going to get to, and then he quotes V'chein mitzasiyah mufureshes kedvarav b'Yerushalmi. And I found Beferish like the Ravid. He saw the Ravid first. So the Ravid first, and he says, oh, the Ravid, okay. Then he says, I found the Yerushalmi. That must be the basis for the Ravid, as he just quotes. Then he has a question about mistopic. He has another question about the Lovewood, but we'll leave that for now. So that is a discussion about whether you need it all across. Machlokas Rishonim. Tani, Rebbe Yishimim Begamli Alomer, Kedila Kabbalah Alav Dimus Shel Arachin L'Rochbo. Ooh, a little switch. Is it La'arko or L'Rochbo? Do you need to put the bricks on in the same way as the Korah? Meaning lying parallel on top? Meaning potentially? Or is it about putting them perpendicular? Putting them the opposite way, the length to the width? Right, so the Gemara says, "My benayon, what exactly is an afkamina? An afkamina is going to be the number of bricks, right? Number of bricks. What's an afkamina? Amar Rebbe Shayan Brio Shebenehem. How strong of this board do you need? Because the Gemara assumes, let's say you have an average korah that's 10 amos. Let's say a pesach that's 10 amos wide. Let's take the average shita. An am is 6 tvachim, right? So that's why 60 tvachim across. So if you put 1.5 bricks of 1.5 length, widthwise or lengthwise, it makes a big difference. Al dateon derabanan. Again, we're going to flip the gears here. Al dateon derabanan. According to the first sheet of the rabbanan, that you go along with, you know, they go a parallel, not perpendicular. Al dateon derabanan. Esrin arachin. Right, and it's 20 because each brick is going to be the 3 tvachim long and 20 bricks, and that's what you need. If you put it the other way, perpendicular, it's going to be 40 bricks. So therefore, that's going to be the difference. Okay, good. Says the Gemara. Shtei koros. Bezu chati tefach, bezu chati tefach. Kama ye benehan. So what did we just say? Well, you need a korah. You need a korah that is a tefach wide. What if you have two koros that they're each a half a tefach wide? Is that good enough? Let's say you looked around, you couldn't find wood. It's 10 minutes before Shabbos. And you thought there was somebody took care of it and nobody took care of it. So you went out to the backyard and all you could find are two boards that are half a tefach wide. Is that good enough? Is that good enough? Do you need one that's one tefach? Do you have two koras, each a tefach wide? Kama yibinam. So we assume you can use them. But how much room are you allowed to have in between them? Right? In between them. So Rabbi Zira Amar, chatzi tefach. You could have a chatzi tefach between them. Why is that allowed? So think about the Svara. What do we say in the Mishnah? You could have a tefach with the bricks hanging over, and you could have a quarter of a tefach basically on each side. That's empty space that the brick is hanging over. So if you have a quarter of a tefach on each side, that's basically half a tefach altogether of empty space. So says the Gemara, what's the difference between having half a tefach of empty space in between the two or on the side of one? So that's what Gemara says. Ma ben chatzi tefach mikan v'chatzi tefach mikan. What's the difference in a regular case where you have half a tefach on the sides v'chatzi tefach b'emsa, where you have it in the middle, right? And therefore, that would be what is allowed. The Rav Chaim Gadeski points out, what about lovewood? Why don't you allowed to have three tefachim in between? Right? So what's the answer? Here, we're not talking about halachic walls. We're talking about the strength. So love is not going to help you. You need a wall that's strong enough, so you can't use imaginary, you know, for this. Right? Afagav, says Rav Chaim Gadeski, Dabalma be lovewood begimel yi, hacha be'ina chetei rila kabbal ariach. It has to be strong enough to hold the brick, and therefore lovewood is not going to help you. Tani, Rav Oshia tefach. Rav Oshia holds that different. He holds that all you need is a tefach in between them. That would be able to be mitztarif. Why? Why a tefach? Because, as again, as Chaim Kanievsky explains, because in that case, even if you put the edges of the bricks on the two boards with a tefach, it can still hold. Again, so this machlokas is not about a halachic definition machlokas, it's about a practical holding bricks machlokas. And he says, Tikiya Gavna, I'm reading from Chaim Kanievsky, Akati Yochol Aniecha Gabi Akoros, Shiitvos Etzba Bezu Ve'etzba Bezu. Even a tiny little edge, if it's being held on by these two boards that have a tefach in between, it's good enough. If it's more than a tefach, it's not going to reach, and therefore, it's not good enough. Next. What about Shtei Koros Bezu Shlish? V'kol shehu, you have two boards, shtei koros. Bezu shlish v'kol shehu, u'bezu shlish v'kol shehu. Each one is a third and a little bit of a tefach. U'beinei pachos b'shlish, and in between you have a third. So again, altogether across, you have it's a tefach, but it's broken up, right? A third and a little, and you have less in the middle. So the Gemara says, yeah, it works. Yei ba'kai, it's like the case. D'mar Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Ha'omed v'ha'chalal mitztarfin ba'arba. The omed and the space is mitztaref. What is this talking about? So Baruch Hashem, we had this a few weeks ago. So hopefully we remember a little bit. Remember, we had a case of a ditch. And next to the ditch, you took out dirt from the ditch and you made a wall on top next to the ditch. So if that wall on top of that ridge, if that ridge is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, so on top of that ridge, that's what's just a yachid. Fine. But what if it is not wide enough? The top of the ridge is not wide enough. So Rabbi Yochanan has a chiddush gadol that you can combine the surface area on top of the ridge with the surface area in the pit. And if adding those together, it's 4 tefachim, then the whole area is called Shusha Yachid, even on top of the ridge. And you could count the ridge on one side of the pit and the ridge on the other side of the pit. So you see, you're allowed to add together air spaces and surface area in order to combine. So the Gemara says here too, right? You have a third and a little and a third and a little and the airspace in between. You can combine. You see from there that you're able to combine air spaces in order to create the surface area. So again, that kind of sounds like not what we were just saying. That has to be strong enough to, sounds like it's really halachic definitions, but okay, that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara just adds on, if you remember from that, Vushi Omed Rab Alachala. You do need though more ridge than airspace, imaginary, right? That's just a requirement relating to those walls. Okay, we continue. Next question: Kora shehi yotze mikosel zeh ve'eino nogas mikosel hasheni. Next is: what if you have a board? You found a kora, but it's not long enough, so you put it on one side of the doorway of the mavi, but it doesn't go all the way across. So how far does it have to go? So kora shehi yotze mikosel zeh ve'eino nogas mikosel hasheni. Doesn't get to the other side. Oh, so you shtayim, or you found two short ones. and you put them on the sides, zu keneged zu. So how far? So im yesh bein zu lazu shlosha tvachim, if you have two in the middle, or if it goes to the edge, as long as there isn't three tvachim airspace, if there is three tvachim tzara kara, then you need to extend it. You need to add another kara. V'im lav ein tzara kara. But if there isn't three tvachim airspace in between, that's lavud, and therefore you don't need anything new. And is tani tani arba? There are some that say that it's four tvachim. Right? This is a general machlokes, rishonim, about lavud. Is lavud three tvachim or four tvachim? We pass in three tvachim. But some say it is four tvachim. Mandamar ashlosha, according to the one that says three tvachim, kidei averes adam, right? That's the amount of space that a person could squeeze through. So it can't be three tvachim, because that's lavud, and a person could, this is kind of giving a sara for lavud. Kidei averes adam. Mandamar arba, kidei makom. The one that says four tvachim is the shear, because that's generally the shear of a minimum significant space. As we know, four tvachim. If it's not four tvachim, it's a makom tour. But if it's four tvachim, that is a minimum shear of significance. It's interesting here, so there's a machlokas lavud, l'chora, or it says elsewhere, is halach Moshe Sinai. Right? All the shiurim, and all these, magical halachis, not magical, right? Halachically magical, that allows us to imagine, is halach Moshe Sinai. But remember that Rambam. The Rambam in Hakdama to the Pirush Mishnayos. There is never a machlokas about halach Moshe Sinai. That's the Rambam Shita. Right, the Rambam says about the first two categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. Halacha Moshe Sinai, category one, and the other category is Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. A different category. Pirushim that come from Moshe Rabbeinu, not called Halacha Moshe Sinai. And the two examples he gives, Pri Eitz Hadar being an Esrog, and Ayin Tachas Ayin being money. Right, so those two halachas are Pirushim HaMukubalim. Says the Rambam, there's never a machloket about either of those categories. And the only difference between them is there any remez in the Torah that you could figure it out if I gave you 100 years? The halacha Moshe Sinai, you'd never figure it out. Pirushim HaMukubalim, Moshe Rabbeinu, you could figure it out. Look, most countries in the world, Ayin Tachas Ayin is not literal. So you can figure it out. That's what was meant. But the Rambam says there's never enough machlokas. So that's why the Chavos Yar has a big tshuva, asking 25 kashas. On the Rambam, there's machlokas about A, B, and C, and D. And so half of them you can knock out by saying the Netziv points this out. Whenever the Gemara says Hilchos Gemirila, and Rashi and Tosfos always say Halacha Moshe Sinai, so the Rambam does not have to say that. But there are some that literally say it. So interesting, here, this one, everybody agrees to Lavud. The Machlokas is what is Lavud. So maybe the Rambam, that's not a violation of the Rambam's principle. Everybody agrees to Lavud. There's a detail within the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, so maybe that's not what the Rambam means when there's no Machlokas. There's no Machlokas that somebody would reject the Halacha Moshe Sinai and somebody would accept it. But within the Halacha Moshe Sinai, maybe you would have a Machlokas. Okay, maybe that could answer at least this one, in our Gemara. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Korah. Shiroshech alamala me'asher ma'amah, v'roshech alamala me'asher ma'amah. What if you have a leaning Korah? It's not perfectly horizontal. But it's one top part is higher than the other one, and the top part is higher than 20 amos, which remember we paskin first Mishnah is no good. So rowin, so what do? You view it. Sheilu yagud betoch shlosha tvachim v'yei nirus betoch esher ma'amah mutter. If imagine you cut the top edge off that's above 20 amos. If you could cut the top edge off and the edge that you where you cut is still within three tvachim of the sidewall, and that's all under 20 amos, then you're good. But if it's going to be further than three tvachim, so it's not considered lavud anymore, then it will be no good. Or similar, the same thing. If you have a car that's too low, part of it is under 10 tvachim. So rowin, it's the same thing. Rowin sh'ilu yogad betoch shlosha, if you cut off the part under 10 tvachim, and it's within three tvachim of the sidewall, v'hi nireis, switch it, l'mala me'asar tvachim, so then you have enough above 10 tvachim, mutter, v'yim la'avasar, fine. Shtei karos, next case, you have two boards. Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, each of them are half a tefach wide. You have two boards. Zu l'mala mizu, one above the other one. One above the other one. So, and as we'll see, they are close to each other. They're not very far from each other. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer, Ronas atachtona, kilu ilamalon, val yona kilu ilamaton. You're allowed to move them. You're allowed to move them kilu as if they're next to each other. If you have one above, one below, ubilvat, shalote al yona lamal miyasr mama, batatona lamata miyasr tvachim. It's gotta be within the range though. It's gotta be within 10 tvachim and 20 amas. Right? As long as both boards are within that, then you can move them and view them together. Ashkach, this is what Reb Yossi b'Reb Yehuda says. And Ashkach, Tani, Reb Yossi b'Reb Yehuda, b'shitas aviv, v'chalak al aviv. It seems like, says the Gemara, that Reb Yossi b'Reb Yehuda agrees with his father on one thing and argues with his father on another thing about Reb Yehuda. B'shitas aviv, it follows his father's shita, because later on tomorrow's daf, Ez Hashem, Reb Yehuda says, you're allowed to have a very weak Korah, as we'll see. You imagine Ki'ilu it's strong, right? Ki'ilu. So his son is following the idea of Rowan. You're allowed to view it as if, just like Rabbi Yehuda says Tamar is daf. You're allowed to view it as if it's strong. So here too, you can view it as if they're next to each other. So in that element, he's like his father. B'shitas aviv, du amar Rowan as hatachtona ki'ilu hilamalon, v'alayona ki'ilu hilamatan. But he's also argues on his father, because what we have in the first Mishnah, remember, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can have a Korah above 20 amos. So v'chalak alaviv, du amar obavach lo tail yona lo'ala me'asar mama, v'atona lamata me'asar atvachim. Right, he says the range is 20 amos and 10 tvachim. In Amar b'shitas avivu, but if he fastens like his father, if he lo'ala b'kama. Right, his father held, if you're a member, even above 20 amos. Right, so therefore he seems to be going with his father and against his father. The Gemara just adds what I alluded to before. Rabbi Yossi chinena bar shalmiya bar Rabbi Yudin chinena bar shalmiya b'shem rav v'ushitei al yona b'toch shlosha tvachim l'tachtona. They have to be within the range, but it sounds like you read the Gemara, they could be very far from each other. Not true. No, they have to be within three tvachim of each other. Meaning because of lovehood. So one is within three tvachim, they're on different levels, but they have to be within three tvachim of each other, and they both have to be within 20 amos and 10 tvachim. Okay, there's a lot about arguing on your father in Shulchan Aruch, but I guess we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue with the Mishnah next time.